You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This is the CRM Archaeology Podcast. It's the show where we pull back the veil of cultural resources management archaeology and discuss the issues that everyone is concerned about. Welcome to the podcast. Hey everyone, Chris Webster here. It is February 13th, 2019, and this is a special episode of the CRM Archaeology Podcast in support of the new bill going towards forward to Congress today called the African American Burial Grounds Network Act. Check out the documents in the show notes. If you're listening to this in real time, please share this out as widely as you possibly can. Hopefully, we can get this through. If you're not listening to this in real time and it's way into the future, or even partially into the future, check and see if this thing happened. It's supposed to be a network of African American burial grounds established under the National Park Service. And if it hasn't happened yet, then it really needs to. So if it hasn't happened and you're listening to this in the future, that means it failed or for some reason didn't go through. Let's get this thing going back again and get it up. If it is a real thing, then thank you to everyone that shared this out. All right, on to the show. All right. Hey, welcome everybody to the CRM Archaeology Podcast. This is, I would say, somewhat of an emergency recording. Not emergency, it's just timely, and we want to get it out there. So apologies to those of you listening to the feed years in the future. Hopefully this is already a thing and you can go check it out. But Bill White, one of the longest co-hosts of the CRM Archaeology Podcast, we just had our 6-year anniversary, and Bill's been on nearly every single episode in 6 years. And he got an email last night, and Bill, I think I'll just let you introduce it, and then we'll go from there and have a short discussion on it.
Sure, no problem. So I got an email last night about a proposed, the creation of a network of historic African-American burial grounds. So I guess I'll step this back. Last month, when I was at the Society for Historical Archaeology Conference, the 2019 conference, I heard there was a meeting about outreach and trying to figure out gauge like organizational support for the creation of system of monuments that are associated with African burial grounds. So the way that things stand, there's all kinds of unmarked and unnoted slave burial grounds and a whole bunch of other free black cemeteries that were never marked on any kind of map or anything. And occasionally those are disrupted by construction, as I don't know if how familiar anyone is with the African Burial Ground National Monument in New York City. Well, that monument was created because in 1991, a federally supported or contracted project encountered this African slave cemetery in New York City, and there was a massive uproar from the black community because this thing was noted on maps, but the company didn't believe it was actually there. And when they encountered it, there was hundreds of burials. And the idea was like, well, just let's dig out the skeletons. Let's get them out of the way so we can build. Well, the community didn't like that for a million reasons. And ultimately, they ended up switching over the company. The company that started the work lost the contract. Another company assumed it. Howard University did the bioanthropology. And there's a huge multi-volume set on the best known African-American cemetery in the United States. So the goal is to do two things: commemorate black burial grounds that have been unmarked, and also to identify those so that they can be avoided so that we don't end up destroying them. So the email that I got last night is about a vote that's going live today. And today is the day before Valentine's Day, 2019. So it's February 13th, 2019. And I got an email that discusses House resolution. Let me look and see what. Well, I actually, it doesn't have a number yet because it hasn't been introduced today. I saw the preliminary bill, but it is to create an African American burial grounds network. So the way that it's supposed to work, the National Park Service is supposed to spearhead the process to create an African American burial ground network. It's going to be the goal is to establish a list, a voluntary nationwide database of historic burial grounds. While we know that there are, you know, many slave burial grounds that are identified throughout the United States, and there's a bunch of free black cemeteries and stuff, there isn't any kind of larger database or system for us to identify those. So the goal is to try and get information that's coming from state historic preservation offices, CRM companies, local communities, put them in the database so that they're actually listed. And the National Park Service is supposed to maintain this. They already have a similar network of civil rights monuments and Underground Railroad related sites. So they're just trying to do something similar to this for African burial grounds.
This is in keeping line. Yeah. With everything. Okay.
Yeah. So there already are existing things like this. And so the goal is just to introduce a new act to focus on African American burial grounds.
So do you know, and I know you've only seen this for less than 24 hours like I have, but do you have any idea if this includes any provisions for discovery, or is it really just taking together everything that's already been found and these CRM firms have it buried in their file cabinets and we want to bring it into one location?
Yeah, you know, it's a combination.
Okay.
So in addition to just creating the burial grounds, because they're trying to do it through the NPS, who has plenty of experience with National Register sites and stuff like that, there is also a section that's supposed to provide technical assistance to local, public, private, state partners to research, survey, and identify more so that they can be recorded, preserved, evaluated, and interpreted, right? So, and there's also a movement that once this stuff has been done, there will be educational materials for community members and local groups and schools about African American burial grounds. So there is not only just institutional support through the National Park Service, but there's also supposed to be a certain amount of funding set aside for the process.
Okay. Well, did the email say anything about what people can do to act on this?
Yeah, there's two things. In the email, there is actually connections to the staffers that are supporting. This thing is being introduced by, I don't know how to pronounce that, McEachin and Adams. So there's a Virginia representative and a North Carolina representative who put this forth. And there's connections here. We can put these in the show notes to the staffers who are supposed to be handling any endorsement letters. So the goal is to send letters if you want to endorse it and you're a member of an association that hasn't quite been mentioned, right? So like every single state archaeological association probably should, you know, be sending in a letter at least to these staffers to show their support. Right now, there's already a broad coalition of folks. The National Trust is behind it, the American Anthropological Association, the Association of Black Anthropologists, the Society for American Archaeology, the United States Committee of the International Council on Monuments, Sites, Virginia Humanities, Preservation Virginia. I mean, there's a huge list of groups that are behind this whole thing. But one motion is to add your group to the movement. But the other thing is to contact your congressperson directly, because the bill is going to go into the House and then it moves on up through the whole system, right? Just like the cartoon that we all watched about a bill being created, right? So it's going to flow on up, right? The key is to show your support. And, you know, one of the things that's crazy about heritage and archaeology, even though it sometimes seems like the government doesn't necessarily want, historic preservation or anything like that, they all love to talk about American history and heritage. So even if you don't think that your congressperson is going to be down with this kind of thing, explaining to them, this is part of American heritage. And even though it's not present in maybe Idaho or something like that, showing your support shows that you care about American past.
Yeah. Well, I have added, or at least requested to be added, but using the contact info that we'll link to this one-page summary in the show notes for this podcast. So head on over to arcpodnet.com/CRM arc podcast/African. Let's call it that. I haven't created that page yet, but it will be by the time you hear this. So go over there. And there's two representatives listed here, and their contacts are listed for their, I assume their people that works for them, Catherine Stewart and Blair Riston. And I've asked to have the Archaeology Podcast Network added to the sponsorship of this bill as well. So let's do that and let's get people on there and let's get this thing sorted. And thank you, Bill, for bringing this to our attention.
No problem. I hope it moves forward. I mean, one interesting thing is in the past, it seems like creating these podcasts and these warnings and blogs and other stuff, they don't necessarily get out there. But in the past, there's been, you know, a whole controversy about Nazi war diggers, and archaeologists came out of nowhere and shut that thing down.
Oh, yeah.
There's been other movements about other digger shows and other kinds of shows that pretty much show site looting. Archaeologists show up and shut those things down. Before it got shut down after the last election, archaeologists were at the front of creating the Bears Ears National Monument. So, you know, it's not a home run every single time, but archaeologists showing up and sending these letters and in mass, you know, petitioning the legislature, that is something that actually gets distance. Because, you know, people all want to know about history and they want to know about archaeological sites. So if archaeologists show up and start saying things, it does actually add some impact. So it's pretty important to follow this whole thing. Send in, you know, your email, your letters, contact your congressperson as much as you can. This bill's going live today. Hopefully by the next time, you know, Valentine's Day comes around, it's actually a real thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it might feel like we're living in The Handmaid's Tale or, you know, some other post-apocalyptic sort of democracy, but we are living in a democracy, and these things can be enacted and finished by people who really wanted to have it get it done. So you can't sit on the sidelines and just say, oh, that's cool, I hope this thing happens. It's not going to happen unless people speak up. And these exactly. Congress people and senators, they work for us. So they will listen. And if enough voices are put out there, they'll do it.
Exactly.
All right. So thanks a lot, Bill. And thank you, everybody. Again, go check this out in the show notes, arcpodnet.com/CRMArcPodcast/African. And the contact information and the one page PDF that is a summary of this bill and the actual bill that was sent over as well. Those will both be in the show notes. So check those out. And if you're listening to this way in the future, beyond February 13th, 2019, then hopefully it's already done. Go check out the network in the database.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And if it wasn't done, well, here's your jump start to get it back going again. Yeah, take these exactly. documents and let's get this back into Congress. All right. Thanks a lot, sure. Bill. And thanks okay, everybody no problem. For listening.
Take care.
That's it for another episode of the CRM Archaeology Podcast. Links to some of the items mentioned on the show are in the show notes for this podcast, which can be found at www.arcpodnet.com/CRMArcPodcast. Please comment and share anywhere you see the show. If you'd like us to answer a question on a future episode, email us. Use the contact form on the website or just email chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Support the show and the network at arcpodnet.com/members. Get some swag and extra content while you're there. Send us show suggestions and interview suggestions. We want this to be a resource for field technicians everywhere, and we want to know what you want to know about. Thanks to everyone for joining me this week. Thanks also to the listeners for tuning in, and we'll see you in the field. Goodbye. This show is produced and recorded by the Archaeology Podcast Network, Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle, in Reno, Nevada, at the Reno Collective.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.